Welcome to the monthly Ag Market Network Cotton Market Teleconference here on May the 10th. I'm Pat McClatchy. We want to recognize and thank BASF for sponsoring our program. They are, of course, the owners of Fibermax and Stoneville Cottonseed, and we appreciate them making this program possible. Leading us today is Kip Butts. He is joining our cotton panel and will be leading us. Kip, thanks for being with us and giving us your thoughts on the cotton market.
Well, thank you very much, Pat. I'm going to start off by going over this report we got there. We got an awful lot of numbers today. Our first USDA view of the 24-25 crop. I'm not going to go through all those numbers, and you can thank me for that. But I am going to just kind of paint with a broad brush on what we have out here. The 23-24 crop, global production is up about 700,000. Consumption is forecast up about 500,000. China and India were increased pretty good, and to offset some smaller changes in Bangladesh, Brazil, Pakistan, Turkey, so on. Global exports were up about 500,000. And ending stocks were forecast down 2.6 to 80.5 million. That I think in the whole scheme of things, that although the market was down today, I think partially on this report, I think the fact that we're seeing continued increase in consumption, both in current crop and expectations for next year, I'll talk about that in just a minute. That's a pretty good sign out there. And as far as the 24-25 outlook, production is up about 5.5 million bales worldwide. Brazil, United States, and Turkey were the major contributors to that. We saw smaller declines in China and India. Is that right? Hold on. Yeah, China was down 500,000. India, right? And so, but global trade is forecast to be up just about 1 million bales thereabout. And consumption is forecast up about 3.5 million. And ending stocks is showing about 2.5 million bales higher. And although that sounds somewhat negative, that's really not much of a bump when you look at it. I just mentioned that current crop was down a little bit. So, on balance, I think the market may have overreacted just a little bit today, at least in the short term. U.S. balance sheet, rather, for our current crop, we showed a bit of a I got the numbers right. There really weren't a lot of changes. They trimmed the production just fine-tuning, and domestic use was up 50,000. Ending stocks were decreased 100,000 to 2.4. In the next crop year for the U.S., we've got ending stocks at 3.7. And I think people looked at that and thought, oh my gosh, we've got a big increase, about 1.3 million bales increase in ending stocks. But exports are up at 13 million. Of course, we've got a 16 million bale crop, which is yet to be made. And we got domestic use up just a shade at 1.9 million. So these numbers on balance are, in my opinion, modestly negative, but not horribly so. I think, I don't know, guys, maybe y'all want to add to that, but I'm trying to keep this without getting into the weeds with the numbers. It looks like with mill use going up and ending stocks just marginally higher, although the market told us it was not a very good report today, I'm not so sure that we shouldn't take our time and kind of watch this a little closer over time. If there's anything I missed there, maybe one of you guys can go ahead and and correct me, but I think I've kind of covered this way as an overview. Does that seem reasonable, guys?
It does
sound good
to me.
Yeah.
Modestly negative is I could buy that as a description of, you know, if demand just kind of stays where it is and we have a somewhat bigger crop, which I could easily see a 16 million bale crop. That's based on the prospective plantings acreage of 10.67. I'm kind of inclined to think we're going to have 11.1 or 11.2, a few more planted, and perhaps a somewhat larger supply. Of course, it depends on the weather. USDA's expecting 13 million of our exports and increased trade worldwide. Other people, our competitors, are having big crops or are projected to. So I don't know what that means for the price outlook. Anyway.
Well, you know, okay. Out of the 5.5 million bale increase in world production, you know, 4 million of that is supposed to come from the U.S. So if you have any problems here in the U.S., you know, it's going to start knocking that world production number down, you know, assuming that those other countries don't go up, you know. So this relatively negative world production number is really based on U.S. production. And, you know, Texas isn't out of the woods yet, although it looks like, you know, there's some pretty decent weather showing up here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
well, you know,
have you got any thoughts?
Yes, always. You know better than to ask me that question. there you go. Thank you. I was hoping somebody was going to laugh. I would say basically they are. I would certainly agree with them in total. The biggest concern I have has been that old horse that I've beat to the point that people don't even like to hear me say anything. Regardless of it not. Of allowing for some potential smaller crop, which would boost prices, demand is still just absolutely totally in the tubes. There's nothing to be proud about these demand numbers. And until the consumer has some money, there's not going to be any decent demand numbers. Now, I'll shut up and let y'all beat me to death with that.
Well, I admit that the Chinese, the world consumption number up 3.5 million is a little bit better than we've seen, you know, the last couple of years. But if you look at, I think the IMF came out with a 3.5% or around a little over 3%, I should say, in world GDP. You know, that's not bad. That tells us that and U.S. consumer, despite all the problems that I can delineate if you wanted me to, we're still spending well. Now, the last numbers I saw, textile and apparel did in fact slip a bit. As a matter of fact, I think it slipped the last 2 months. If I remember my numbers right, I should have looked those up today again, but I didn't. I think, you know, we get more cotton, and what tends to happen sometimes is we use more. And so maybe use is not quite as I'm hearing what you're saying. I understand the perspective, OA. But maybe John said it earlier, maybe if we just hold these levels, then we might be in pretty good shape because we're heading the right direction with world stocks. I know we're forecast up for the year, which is not an uncommon thing early on. But you know, world stocks went down a little bit last year. I can't say they won't this year as well. So I hear what you're saying, and I'm usually in your camp right now.
I understand, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on that at all. It's just that, yes, the consumer is still spending, but more importantly, the consumer is not spending on apparel. as you said, it's down 1 month. I believe it's down 2 months. And not only that, as you look at what the consumer is spending, and it's not apparel, they're not spending on cotton clothing. Again, more specifically, our cotton consumption on the spending system is down now right at 18% or going below 18%. So if they do pick up in apparel, that doesn't mean it's cotton. Or if they were flat with apparel, it's not with, with cotton. And, yes, it's got to go higher. We're about at the absolute low point. We can't get much lower. But can we get higher is the question. And I don't see the plus in getting higher. More production, yes, we go higher. But does that also add to world stocks? The U.S. is not the only country with a sloppy economy. It's basically worldwide, and we're seeing it in China. And I'd like to see those Chinese milk consumption increases. But as Gerald pointed out, and we've seen it throughout the popular press for the last 10 days, the Chinese now are slipping Xinjiang cotton back in the market now that the U.S. Customs Service is not operating in the way it had. So, you know, we're saying go ahead and use the slave labor. It's okay. And just slip that cotton in on us. So I'm not positive at all. However, I probably am not particularly negative. I just think we're trying to find a bottom, fight for a bottom, and it's going to be somewhere between the very high 60s up into the to 72, 73 cents, in my opinion.
I got a question for Gerald. A month and a half ago, I don't remember how long it was ago, you were talking about if the market started to get under some technical levels, and this was actually above 90, that we could really get hit and see a sell-off in this market. But that longer term, and correct me if I'm wrong about what you said, but longer term that would mean a pickup in demand, and then current crop, the carryout could get even tighter. I'd like you to kind of comment on that, and also comment on the exports that came out, sales that came out yesterday for cotton.
Well, I think, I think at the higher prices, Pat, you know, mills were just sort of biding their time, waiting, hoping that prices would fall, and they did. They were buying hand to mouth, and prices fell. And so you had, once we fell into the 70s, you know, they took advantage of that and started, you know, buying in pretty good quantity. And I think we're going to see another decent week of export sales this next week. You know, some people worry about the shipments, you know, at this time of the year, even though shipments were pretty strong, they were really right at the weekly average that we need. And from this point forward, you know, that weekly average that weekly number starts to drop off a little bit as we get closer to the end of the, to the crop year. So, I think USDA could make a case for raising the exports for this year, but you know the shipment data. We're going to need to see a couple of really strong weeks of shipment to even justify leaving it at 12.3. But you know there seems to be some decent demand out there, at least on guys, you know, for who are hand-to-mouth buying. They're buying out a little bit further right now. From what I understand, a lot of these sales are made for prompt shipment. I guess we're finally at a level. You know, I think these textile mills are just looking for some stability. And if we can just sort of trade in here between 75 cents on the low side and maybe 82 to 83 cents on the high side for a while, you know, and build a little stability in the market, that might bring back, you know, a little bit more cotton consumption in those clothing items. I think one thing that scared off the consumption was, you know, high cotton prices and really low polyester prices. And now that we've come down a little bit, you know, knock on wood, that might bring back put a little bit more cotton into the apparel sector, but at least that's what I would hope anyway. So, you know, it looks like the market's trying to carve a bottom here, but I don't know that we're at the bottom yet. It kind of feels like it actually wants to run down that 70 to 72 cent area. But, you know, the market did okay today despite the relatively negative news. I mean, it went down as early and it bounced back. And no, we didn't finish in the top end of the trading range, or at least above the midpoint of the trading range. But, you know, it didn't completely collapse either. And for the week, you know, we're down less than 100 points. So all in all, it wasn't a horrible week, but, you know, the charts don't make you want to go out and, you know, take out a mortgage on your house and buy the market. That's for darn sure. I think it's a little bit questionable right now. So I'm not really bared up here, but it's hard to be a bull. That's for darn sure.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts?
Yes, I agree. I mean, it's very difficult to be bearish. I mean, it's hard to be bearish when you're down at 75, 74 cents. And yes, we will sell cotton at these levels. I get text overnight. I mean, whatever it's called, messages overnight. Do a buy day. Is it going to go 3 cents lower? And it'll go 3 cents lower, and they'll come back again. Okay, is it going to go 2 cents lower? You know, there are a lot of guys out there looking for bottom, but I don't think it's going to appreciably affect demand. I think it's cotton that's already for the pretty much a demand that's already built into the data sheets. So I'm just not positive. I'm not particularly negative. It's hard to get negative with prices as low, but I don't see. I don't see us really going anywhere. Now, I think there is a tremendous amount of pent-up demand out there. And when it hits, it's going to, you know, just blow the top out of the market. But I don't see that coming this year.
Are you saying pent-up demand? Are you talking about consumer demand?
Yes. The consumer hadn't bought any apparel goods in 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not spending any money on it now to speak of. In relative terms to other commodities, they don't have the cash to spend on apparel.
Right, gotcha.
You know, and even if they're spending the same dollars, they're not getting the same units. You know, just because of the increase in prices at apparel units, so that kind of hurts the consumption too. Yeah, they may be spending the same dollars, but they're not getting the same bang for the buck.
Right.
I got a quick question for John about the Texas situation right now. Gerald had mentioned earlier they thought things were kind of looking pretty good. I'm just curious what you might be thinking about it right now. We had a quick discussion before the call, and I'm not sure very many people heard that, so. Could you give me sort of an update?
I would divide the state up into three pieces from north to south. South Texas got off to a great start and got planted early to moisture, and by all accounts has been looking good, but they're at the point now, and just this week they've had heat advisories and other things that sound miserable for humans and probably stressful for plants. They need a rain. I don't know if what's happened in the last couple of days has made it as far down there. Anyway, so they're in a situation where they need a rain, and to continue with good prospects, the middle third of the state from north to south has gotten soaked on the eastern side, probably too much rain, but I'm guessing the prairies are doing okay, I-35 corridor and all that, where there's not that much cotton. But that has spilled over and covered some of the rolling plains. So I think they're planting moisture probably in much of the rolling plains. And the high plains, you know, they've missed a lot. They've had 90s weather. They've been spotty. But they're in the forecast here coming up. So cross your fingers and hope they get it. We're better off than we've been, I think, in the last 2 years. And even with the rainy May and June we had a year ago, I think we've got better soil moisture now than we did then. And again, the high plains is such a large sample area, you can't really generalize. And it doesn't take much for things to quickly change, especially in that world. So you have to see. We just have to see.
Well, you kind of answered what I was looking for when you said you think you're probably in a little better shape than you have been, you know, last couple of years. So that's really just at this stage of the game, you know, that's about all you can say about it. Is it better, worse, or somewhere in between? So thank you for that.
I'll tell you what, there seems to be somewhat of a debate. You know, the NOAA has us going out of El Nino into neutral and a La Nina coming on by the end of the summer, you know, to some probability, 60-something percent chance of being in La Nina at the end of the summer. The debate is, what does it mean weather-wise to be in a La Nina in August? Because you'll see some weather maps that suggest there's really no weather effect of a La Nina. La Nina kills us fall and winter for the next crop, but it may not do anything. So there's a lot of production opinions that are kind of hinging on this question of if La Nina arrives in August, does that matter? Or does that just give us dry weather to mature a crop, assuming we have enough moisture early in the summer? So anyway, if somebody has the answer to that question, I'd love to nail it down. What does La Nina do to us in August?
Yeah, I don't have that answer, by the way. Oh, wait.
No. I'm just thinking here, looking to have good luck. I'm sorry.
let's talk about what we think the market will do. Gerald, give us your thoughts on the range we could be in cotton.
Oh, gosh. for the foreseeable future, probably, you know, 74 to 76 cents on the downside, 80 to 82 cents on the upside. It just, you know, we saw July get slapped down twice, you know, once it tried to poke its head above 80 cents. So that's going to be a tough hurdle there. But 74 to 76 cents seems to be pretty darn good support. So, you know, I think we're just going to spin our wheels between, let's say, 74 and 81 cents, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Okay. John?
I can't disagree with that. I mean, it's like drilling for oil or for water. You know, we struck demand where Gerald was just talking about, so, you know, above it. So, yeah, why wouldn't 74, 75 be a good low and 80? What I'm really wondering about is, do we get the normal highs for new crop? Will December kind of reverse out of this thing and travel up over 80, up to the mid-80s, just on the normal uncertainty in the crop situation?
Okay. Kip?
Well, I mean, I certainly can't argue with what the two fellows have said before, which means it's going to be, with all three of us kind of agreement, we're going to be completely wrong. But we're going to have to get something, I think, for prices to really move up much. We're going to have some sort of a crop problem in combination with prospects of better demand. So I'm probably thinking that, you know, prices could go down to the lower 70s without some positive change in the near term. And we're going to be pretty hard pressed, I think, to get much over 80 cents simply because we've got a lot of folks that missed the opportunity to get prices at a higher level. And so we might wind up getting more selling up there than we might think. So my thoughts are maybe 71, 72 cents to 80, 80. At this time of the year, that, you know, that seems reasonable to me.
And what did you say, the upside?
About 80, 81 cents.
Okay. All right. Away?
Well, Kip said we're wrong because we're all saying the same thing, and I agree. I'm going to say the same thing too. So something's going to have to give. I'm a little bit closer. We're splitting hairs, but I'm a little bit closer to Kip's low than Gerald's. To Kip's high than to Gerald's high. I just don't find a lot of optimism for higher prices, particularly for old crop. mills, the mill sales, on-call sales, are that there's no support there from a bullish standpoint or from an optimistic standpoint. Gerald has noted that mills have been very active in fixations. Growers have been a little bit less. And again, with the demand problems, we're just going to have to fight this low side. Yes, we're going to see some more sales, but at these prices, we better see some sales. We're certainly in trouble. We do note that USDA suggested that overall average prices, whatever that is, they are expecting to be about 2 cents lower for growers this year as opposed to last year. So I would just hang in there with the guys or somewhere probably an 80-cent high and a low down around 74, 73. I don't think July I'll get quite that low. I think Vic will. I don't think July I'll get above 80 cents. Who knows? You could scare it up there when we get closer to a delivery period, but I just don't see that coming. Thank you.
All right. Any other thoughts before we wrap this up? All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We want to thank Kip for leading us and for our cotton panel. Special thanks to BASF for their support. And that concludes this edition of the Ag Market Network.